Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey there, ear jockeys! Just a note that if you live in Sydney and have dreams of upgrading your Dragon Friends experience all the way to face jockey, we do live recordings of the podcast every month at the Giant Dwarf Theatre. Our next recording is on March 13, and you can buy tickets on our website. Here's the show.
In the inky blackness of wild space sits a vessel of crystal and chrome, a creation of that late great genius Johnny PlayStation, capable of piercing the phlogiston between worlds and finding pathways between the planes themselves. Inside that vehicle are four stalwart friends known as the Dragon That. And as wayward sons and daughters of a distant home, they want to find that way back. So, 6 months of planning have led to this, a daring heist in the city of Brass. No doubt the Charcoal Bazaar will not forget this impertinence, and yet now in your hands you have the lance, that most auspicious of devices capable of breaking even the Shard Treaty set up by the Council of the Nine Known Worlds. I'm just going to talk so quickly you can't write it down, Alex. Just go with it.
Is a lance an orb?
And
are these people in
capable
the Shark Bazaar
of delivering you into the dark heart of wild space? Those terrible planes, too impossible to contemplate. Now the Dragon Friends find themselves in a world such as this, hurtling through the atmosphere, even as the voice of Logan, the artificial cyber consciousness of their vessel, speaks calmly to them.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Have you heard the theme song for the Shark Bazaar?
The Charcoal Bazaar? Did you hear Shark Bazaar?
Yeah, the Shark Bazaar.
I heard Shark Bazaar.
Shark Bazaar. Shark Bazaar. Shark Bazaar. It sounds like How Bazaar, which is a song that was popular in like 1997.
You know what I love? It's your references to contemporary music which really make you a top-notch comedian, Michael.
Thank you. Yes. Former Triple J host Michael Hing.
It's really what it... If you want to make it on Twitch, reference a song that was not popular in 1990.
So
the calming voice of Logan speaks out.
Okay, everyone, that's jump complete. Well done on the jump.
Where have we jumped to?
Sorry, I've got the checklist to go through, so don't interrupt.
I'm the captain.
Yes. No, you are, yes. But as you instructed me some time ago, we go through a checklist at the end of every jump.
Doesn't what? Sound like me.
So how is it?
All right, do it, but make it fun.
Okay. Yes. You have instructed me to do this many times, so... The fun
version. Tries to make it fun.
Do it the way that I like, the fun way that I've told you to do it in the past.
So, who here is conscious? Clap your hands, say yeah.
Yeah!
See, that's a bit of fun. There you go. One struck off the list. Two, who here either wet or pooed themselves as a result of the jump? Clap your hands, say yeah!
I fucking nailed it, is what I did.
Yeah, Frieza did good
piss. You pooed yourself very well.
Very well.
I weed myself very well, but I weed myself, and it's just leaked in out of my jumpsuit, and it's just the letter F. That's what the shadow of the wee looks like.
Did you take the entire interval, 2 weeks in podcast time, to work out that the way of pissing yourself in a natural 20 is to piss your own name into your pants.
So you could become the Zorro of piss.
And if I'm not very much mistaken, 5 minutes in, we have our episode title.
I just want to say, if I can stop for a second, and I know we haven't gone very far in this episode, but there's something so great 3 years into doing this show that we can make that joke backed up by cello.
Yeah. Very true.
Let me tell you.
It's art if there's a cello.
All right, well, the rest of the checklist, Science Officer Baston.
Hello?
Can we get a reading on our quad? Well, we can't really.
I just want to know what you, just to clarify what you mean by science. What do you mean, like very good looking?
Don't forget Barovian. Don't forget that Baston is traditionally a Barovian villager, so suspicious. Yeah. And
what, so you're saying this Barovian villager doesn't know the scientific method, Dave? He doesn't know about testing a hypothesis?
Captain Filge, if I may suggest
you may.
To you. We have to re-engage the charges right now, very, very soon. So we're going to need to deploy the crew out of the ship, as you know. Can we please make
crew?
A check? All of you.
Wait. You need us to get off the ship so you can charge it?
Oh, my God. Okay. Look, it was meant to happen that you'd get back and get your memories and I wouldn't have to explain. The point is, every time we jump...
He seems, by the way, really put out that you've all lost your memories. Like, he's quite judgmental about it.
There was a thing that I may have mentioned.
Well, you went away, didn't you, Logan?
What?
You went away, and you left time for Frieza to go and put his little greasy hands all over the throne.
That's actually not the problem, I don't think. As I said to Navigator Frizofferson before you...
I love that that's his surname.
It's canon.
Is
before
it?
You advocated the mind wipe... I said that there was a danger, a small danger perhaps, that recovery would be difficult. Now, look, the fact is once we jump, we need to recharge a ship. No living being can be on board it at the time, so I'm going to need to set you down in a planet that can sustain life.
Like a milkshake planet?
Like a what?
Like a milkshake planet? I'd like a milkshake while we charge the ship.
The atmosphere and the cloud, as you burst through the cloud cover of the atmosphere, you suddenly find yourself... skiing over the low-level atmosphere of a strange new world, which seems desert-like, barren, desolate, but also with strange structures dotted around, floating, it seems, in the air.
Okay, so Phil just put in a preference for a milkshake planet. Anybody else?
I wouldn't say no.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a non-dairy option?
I'm sure there'll be a non-dairy option.
Just because, you know, I've already pissed myself. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah. Bobby?
Yeah, I'm game.
Yeah.
Look, the fact of the matter is I'm reading life signs on this planet. Breathable air, an atmosphere that can tolerate, you know, that can be tolerated by you and maybe tolerate you. Again, it took you a while to work out my unique sense of humour, so when it comes back, you'll see.
Do we like each other, Logan?
We are very good friends.
What are you?
Yeah, where is your body?
And what is me?
Okay.
Also, is my name Friezo Frizofferson? Is that...
We made that canon when he wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, we made a canon when he wasn't here.
Oh, that's when we put the piercing in your dick.
Yeah.
No, that's... No, nipples. Nipples.
Nipples.
Oh, man.
To answer your questions, some of them in a different order, my name is Logan. I am the... No, I got it. I am the logistics, operations, guidance, and navigation system. Fuck yeah!
Wait, so your name is Logans?
Logans.
Logans.
And logistics, so it should be Logans.
No, once again...
Logans.
Ben made that name and he was really proud of it. Go on, Logans.
I really dislike having to do this again. You bullied me for a month. I am the AI of the ship. The ship that you're on is the Heart of Glass.
As science officer, I'm just going to backtrack a little bit to AI.
Once again, for now I'll say it means artificial intelligence, but
of course they've lost all their memories, so they're making all these jokes for the second time.
Guys, I think I understand. He's a bee.
Hello, bee.
Hello, bee.
Hello, bee.
So basically, as Johnny PlayStation died and became a god, he dreamed the Heart of Glass into being and in turn me. You are now on this ship. It's yours.
What do we do?
What do you mean, what do you
just
do?
Just generally day to day, but also long term.
Well, until recently, you explored the 9 known universes until we found the lance that could pierce the cradle. Not the cradle?
No, the cradle.
Yeah, very good.
And what were you just talking to then?
AI is confusing.
You stowed someone away on this ship.
No, it's a bunch of ones.
Me not going to pay them.
He goes on to say that... You were given the Heart of Glass by Johnny, a vehicle that he hoped could take you home. However, much has changed in the multiverses that make up the planes. There are 9 known planes, of course. That heart of celestial government, everywhere from the blessed fields of Elysium to the dark, deep caverns of the abyss that make up the known multiverse. Your vessel can travel further thanks to a device you stole from the Sharkle Bazaar, quite brazenly known as the Lance, which can pierce that meniscus that separates the known from the unknown that takes you from these worlds out into wild space. Your ship, therefore, is one of a kind, and this world you now find yourselves in is a world that has not been discovered. Undiscovered country, if you will.
Dave?
Yes?
Freezer's going to do a quick perception check.
Go on.
Cool. He rolled an 18, and he finds... Just go with me on this. He looks around, and he sees sort of a little plaque with logistics.
Well, hang on, you can't make up what you...
No. No, I'm just...
Hear the man out.
Hear me out. There's logistics and, the Logan's kind of acronym.
I'd like to see where this is going.
And then there's a small plaque underneath that just says... It's on separate words. It just says, Psychic Artificial Ultrasonic Lamp. And if you read it down, it just says Logan Paul. Anyway, sorry, that's fine.
That's
what you were working away on.
That was my little acrostic poem I was doing here for
that
about
is
6
actually,
minutes.
I don't think we ever made it up because we didn't have a joke for it, but we wrote this a day after New Year, and that might be where we got the name from.
No, it was. The idea that, like, Johnny made this
a
ship.
A copy of a tween influencer, which is Logan Paul. That was a little joke for me and Ben.
Yeah.
And now it's a joke everyone gets.
And maybe it could have been the finale reveal. Who knows?
What a special guest.
So you all... I should also point out at this point that you are able to reclaim your gear. And in fact, I have created for you at the beginning of this season level 6 character sheets for you all leveled up after besting Freeside boss Saito and the evil, hideous, demented, deformed, decrepit, corrupt, filthy Michael Hing. So...
I miss that guy.
You've taken an extra level of monk. Congratulations with your extra speed and Kai points.
Yep.
Kai, key? Are we going with key?
Key. I think we're going with key.
Key. All right, great. Level 6 rogue. Congratulations. Level 5 barbarian.
5 barbarian, 1 wizard.
All right, and Hing, you now have the Dark One's own luck. So that's just a little bit of fun for everybody. And at that moment, as the vehicle bursts, heading towards the ground, it flies past what seems to be a giant castle suspended in the sky and skirts over the horizon. At that point, all of the bracelets, the crystal braces that you're wearing, the hearts drain out to nothingness and they start to contract in pain.
Hey, g'day, guys. The Pedruska Drive's got to fire up, as we've said. We had a thing. Anyway, point is, you've got to get out. So 1, 2, 3, bye!
And you dematerialize and materialize an unnecessary distance above the ground, falling and hurting yourselves.
Ow. I'm going to roll to land like a cat. I do not
That's
land
a
like a cat.
All right, Bobby, you land on Friezo. Friezo, lose D6 hit points.
I rolled to see if I could dodge and rolled a 1.
I'm sorry, I'm picking on you today, Hing.
I then rolled my hit points and I rolled a 1. So, I only lose
swings and roundabouts. So, finding yourselves in a strange land, you pick yourselves up. This is a desert, it seems, a desolate frontier. You can see a small shanty town about an hour's walk away from you. Otherwise, there is nothing but desert around to the north, to the east, to the south. Stranger still, however, above you, for you can see beyond a blinking shiny light that you presume is your ship, miles above you, you also see a giant castle suspended in the sky, lilting slightly to the left in a way that looks unsafe, hovering directly above that shanty town.
There's a castle in the sky.
Above a shanty town. Beyond our ship.
Your ship is now gone.
What does our ship look like?
You couldn't see it. It's just a point of light now. You've never seen it from the outside.
Have we been in a desert before? I guess we were in the Australian
desert.
Yeah,
we're in Australia.
Yeah. So we're not freaked out by
So
let's pack a kangaroo with dynamite and get on our way.
Let's go see if the shanty town sells milkshakes.
It's a good idea as any.
All right, so making your way to the shanty town, it is hot and you all become a little bit parched and you soon you make your way into, like I said, a small town, one strip, a one horse town. In fact, there is one horse.
Hi, horse.
Hello.
That talks, I guess.
I go and give it a pat between the ears.
That's real nice.
can we ask the horse a maths question?
Go on.
It's my fault. Go ahead.
What's 17 minus 3? Does Ben know this?
It's all right, Ben. We're just going to get you some juice and peanut butter and then we'll comp it over you.
14.
Cheer him.
The horse is tied.
Yeah.
The horse is tied up outside what seems to be a saloon that you recognize. Well, not that you recognize the shape of a saloon.
Can we enter the saloon?
Yes.
Is there some jaunty?
Does it have a sign that says saloon?
Yes.
Is that how I recognize it's a saloon?
Hey, Baston, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
I believe these doors need a kicking.
Kick! All right, inside the door, inside.
Are they swingy doors?
They hit you in the face.
No,
Let him roll.
Let me roll.
Don't try and dodge
let
the door.
Let me roll.
DC 10, 11.
Yeah, I passed.
All right, you...
Just.
Congratulate. You saved your shame. you make your way inside the saloon, and there is a small table of three goblins having an animated conversation. There is a lone goblin polishing a filthy bar with a filthier rag, and there is another goblin sitting in the corner nursing a drink buried in a pile of parchments and notes.
To bully the nerd or not bully the nerd?
I go up to the bar.
All right, at the bar polishing it, you see a goblin, a filthy goblin.
What do you think of my bar?
You sell milkshakes or what?
Yeah, we sell milkshakes.
What kind of milk?
Yeah, what?
Well, I've always...
Does it come from that horse outside?
I've always... You've met Nigel.
Nigel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't milk a horse, but I will tell you this. Don't ask where the milk comes from. That's what my papa used to say.
I'm just going to do an arcana check to see if it's goblin milk. That's an 8, Dave.
Well, Dave.
It's an 8.
Dave, it's an 8.
You don't know. You can't say for sure.
But we'll have to order one and try
whether
it.
It's, but you have a suspicion it might be goblin milk.
Anyway, we've got milkshakes, caramel, chocolate, vanilla.
Is that space vanilla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any sort of fruit flavors?
Yes,
strong. You're getting excited about milkshakes. I heard somebody go, God.
Do you have any non-dairy options?
Yeah, we got a non-dairy option. Fuck off!
All right, well, 2 caramel for me and Bobby and 1 chocolate for Baston.
I can't believe the hatred of vegans is literally intergalactic. This is so deeply
unfair. With a practiced ease, he engages a filthy tube that looks glistening into 6 dusty, incredibly dusty, rusted milkshake glasses, pours them in and slings them down the bar to you and says, "Welcome to Junkerton."
Junkerton.
Junkerton.
I think Friezo's going to avoid the milkshakes on account of he will shit himself. So Friezo's going to go talk to the goblin with the parchments because maybe There are some spells there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Frazo, so you approach a filthy-looking goblin, and I say that filthy even by goblin standards. A goblin that, as you move closer, you realize is sort of wretched, wrapped in cords and bits of leather, furiously scribbling notes on one central parchment that seems to be a map of some kind.
All right, I ask them, what's that a map of there, you got little buddy?
The goblin looks up at you fiercely, and to play that goblin, please welcome to the stage, Demi Lardner!
What's up?
Demi's voice or the goblin's voice?
Yes.
Demi, welcome to Dragon Friends. Have you played D&D before?
No.
Cool. All right. I gave you a little character sheet. You got a little level one goblin alchemist. Yep. You got that all there?
Yep. That's...
You got your little belt full of alchemist fire and acid vials. But you also have this map, which I gave you.
I do.
Yes. Great. Good. So everything else you need?
No.
You want a drink? You want to sit down? You want to...
Just maybe a hug.
You wanna...
Get off me, nerd.
I feel like Demi's understood the game already.
Cool.
So, what's your scribble it on there, little fella?
Well, that depends. Can I trust you?
She's filthy.
Oh, yes.
Have you noticed how filthy I am?
Are you filthy? I hadn't noticed. No, I'm Frieza. Hello. What you got there? The little map, is it?
You turn into somebody's uncle?
I think so. I think when I talk to Demi, it just becomes its own.
Becomes avuncular.
Oh, g'day, mate. You look like you're having a bloody... Yeah, look, that's a pretty fancy map there for you. You want to give us a look at that?
No, not particularly.
Baston comes over and goes, yo, give my friend the map.
What are you doing?
I'm backing up. I was like, I'm new in town. We're in a saloon. It's time to stamp our authority on the situation. I'm trying to be, what's that word?
Assertive?
Authoritative?
Intimidating.
The bartender starts laughing. He's like, ooh, that's Austin and her map. yeah. Just find maps hilarious.
Should we try and good cop, bad cop this?
Yeah.
Oh, listen there, matey. You better listen to my friend. Oh, he goes crazy sometimes.
Tip over the table.
Oh, make an intimidation check for me. You need to...
Two.
All right. was your character...
Oh, my finger! Oh, what? I got stuck! Ow!
Was Demi... Demi, was your character called... Is Austin?
Austin, powerful.
Okay.
It's very good. Yes, baby.
Just feels like...
Correct, infant.
All right. Cool, all right. You're not... The point is, they try to intimidate you and you're not impressed.
No.
Why did you poke my table?
I was just trying a new thing out.
He wilts. He visibly wilts.
I'm going to go drink a milkshake. Oh, it's terrible.
Baston, you're so intimidated that you walk back and you sit down with the three goblins.
Because she smells so bad?
Do you want to know what I look like to see whether you feel intimidated?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do we have the technology to put that on the screen?
I drew a picture of yes!
Is she solely dressed in eye patches?
It's just eye patches because...
Wait.
Because she's poor... But eye patches are very cheap, and she's got a lot of eyes.
Wait, so are each of those eye patches covering an eye?
No, I'll never tell.
Yeah, Baston, you are so intimidated that stifling back a tear, you go over to try and make friends with the other three goblins, leaving Friezo Friezofferson with your new friend.
What? We're new in this world and we're not really sure what is... We know we're in Junkerton, but what are you doing here?
Look, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse unless you want to.
All right, well, I'm listening.
Above this city, there used to live a lot of... I'll call them big boys. They're real big boys. But as far as we can tell, they died out a long time ago. I'm a junker in these parts, and I fire stuff in their castles, collect what comes out of them, see?
And as she says that, you can actually hear a thump, and out of the doors of the saloon, you can see catapults firing at the castle. An entire wing of masonry slumps, the castle lilts again, and a few chests and barrels of goods, but also a lot of masonry rain down on Junkerton, destroying a few houses, while some goblins cheer and run to scavenge.
So this is how you make... This is your life. You throw rocks at the castle. The castle just deposits treasure.
Yes.
And then you scavenge that.
And might I say, I am very bad at it.
We're so used to in this world meeting like the world, the best hacker, they're the most genius architect, and now we just met this quite shit goblin.
Did you just say architect?
Maybe, I don't know.
Can I also say, Demi, as someone who started out this show doing a voice that I couldn't keep because it was too hard to do, there's no shame if your voice hurts too much and you can't keep doing it.
No, I love it. I'm going to do it more.
No, you've got a comedy festival coming up, and I don't want you to not be able to talk because you've played a goblin in a Dungeons and Dragons show before you enter the Adelaide Festival.
Oh my god, I just coughed up that frog in my throat. Hey! It's me, Austin!
That voice seems equally difficult.
I think that's just going to fuck a different part of your throat. Like,
no easy voices in your repertoire.
Nothing but strain. All right, so what was the offer, though?
What?
You did say you had an offer.
Yeah, I did.
Debbie's
literally looking at a thing of notes.
Don't.
Say,
don't.
Saloon.
Don't tease
map,
her.
Map, how one, harness...
Now listen, saloon map, how one harness.
Write it down. Slow down, buddy.
And you're saying this is an offer I can't refuse.
Unless you want to.
I've got this map here that I won in probably a bar fight. I had a crew of buddies that were coming with me, but one of them grew extra bones.
Uh-huh.
And they're all pretty ride or die, so I'm on my own.
Filge at this point like slides over and like coolly slides her a milkshake.
Can you do a quick dexterity check to see if you can catch the milkshake?
Yes.
Easy, DC 5.
Dice camp.
DC 5, you have plus 2.
Drop it in the hole.
So what one's that?
Three or higher. You want a 3 or higher?
I'm on this one.
Yeah.
You don't get to put it down the way you want it.
No, but put it in the little house.
Yeah, put it in the house.
Put it in the little house.
That's a 3.
You roll a 3.
It slides right past you.
And I yell the word, 3! And I punch the milkshake.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Phil introduces herself. Hello.
Hello.
You seem like pretty cool gobbo. me Filge, me captain of massive ship, no big deal, not boasting about it. This me little mates, this little Friezo, he's the captain of fucking shit up.
Wow.
That's Lieutenant Bobby, not sure his job.
Me neither.
Huh?
Me neither.
Yeah, and that's our science officer, Baston. We thank you for your hospitality on your beautiful planet. Wait, you just kissed Baston? I know he's very handsome. If you have a crush on him, that's okay, because we all have crush at one stage.
It wear off.
So
yeah, you get to know him, and then you're like, oh, I get it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's like a beautiful door to nowhere. You open it up, peek inside, and you're like, oh.
All right, Austin Powerful goes on to tell you that she is a junker and that she is not a very good one. But that is because the other junkers do not understand her, for while they are content to lob stones at the castles, destroying their own houses in the process, she has worked out a new way to rob the big boys, as she calls them, of their riches.
Mm.
So what are these big boys you talk of?
Big boys, we don't know too much about them, but...
What happened? Would that frog jump back in?
Yeah. He's a tenacious little bugger. I've become a wine auntie. I've been spending a lot of time with Terry. The reason that we think the big boys used to be there is because a lot of large statues have fallen out of the castles.
What do they look like?
Big boys.
And she indicates outside...
I flip open a pad and just write that down.
She indicates outside the saloon, and for the first time you notice a shoulder and a head that you first thought was a fountain, but you now realise is actually just a giant face locked in furious concentration. A statue, it seems, but just a big part of a statue.
What does it look like?
Like a big boy.
Paint me a picture, Dave, god damn it.
Have you seen a boy?
Yes.
Bigger.
Bigger.
That's
it. Too big, stop.
They are... Titans. What she is referring to in her feeble goblin way is titans.
Ah, big boys. Real big boys.
But yeah, so all of the titans in this world, the titans in this world were powerful magic users, and they created castles in the sky and did war against each other until one cast a spell so powerful that it made them all turn to stone. This was
not
long.
Not a good spell.
This was a long time before the goblins of Junkerton arose. And now, with the castle's magic beginning to fail all over this world, these castles are plummeting to the ground. But while they still limp on, there are treasures to be had in them, there holes.
What keeps these castles in the sky?
Wind.
And was it always called Junkerton? Like. The Titans build big fancy planet and then just call it Junkerton?
I think the town you're in is called Junkerton.
All right. What this planet called? You know?
You don't know.
So how do we get up to the castle then?
Well, what we usually do, see, as Junkers is fire rocks into the castles. But what I propose is, what if we were rock?
Go on.
She indicates
this is Filch's Ocean's 11.
Austin indicates for you to follow her through a filthy sheet into a secondary room.
Oh.
A second location.
Just passing through a filthy sheet seems.
I'll go through the sheet. I'm daring.
You're very brave.
Thank you.
All right. So, how are we gonna rob this castle?
Get in.
She indicates behind the blanket.
Get in, Throwmaker.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, all right.
Is the holding spoon, I guess, of the catapult? That's what we're getting in, right? We're getting
well, no, you're in, you go into a room, and inside the room you can see what looks like a giant...
How did you jump from a sheet to a catapult?
Well, as I was saying, inside, past the sheet, you see a giant space off to the side of this saloon, and inside that building with a huge hole cut in the centre of the roof is a giant cannon.
A cannon?
Yes. A cannon.
Cannon!
Cannon.
Cannon.
Because I saw catapults before, and that seems less explosive. The cannon. How do we, Austin?
Yes.
Cannons are the combustion engines, right?
She begins loading it with black powder.
So how do we if we get in this and you fire it and we're in there, how do we not burn?
It's perfectly safe.
You done this before?
Yes.
There's a small steps leading up to the mouth of the cannon.
Fuck it, new year, new me, I'm getting in the cannon.
As you get to the top of the cannon, you see a small iron capsule, like a large coffin.
And just at that moment, Bobby thinks to himself, does Frieza remember he can fly? I'm sure if it was important, he'd think of it himself. And keeps it to himself.
I guess Frieza climbs in the capsule. All right.
Don't worry, the capsule will keep you from being an explode.
It is quite roomy for one person, and it would be sweaty, cramped, and awful with a few more, but there is still space.
Is there all right.
Hey, who loves being sweaty and cramped?
Me.
Get in, guys.
Friezo. Hello.
It's very deep.
It's my dick.
I didn't.
That's cool. Yeah, no, that's mine too.
Yeah, well, great.
Yeah.
I guess we could have done back to back, but face to face is good, I guess.
I'm not worried. Are you worried?
No.
Cool?
Cool.
I feel like you guys should kiss just to break the tension.
All right, just a little one.
but before you kiss, the sparks fire and they're with a dull boom. The capsule is launched up into space, and a vast, weird mechanical magazine plunks another coffin into place.
Oh.
You guys are up there. You guys are still down here.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Well, they didn't die, it seems, yet.
So you're coming, you're going to be Rock too?
And like me, Rock? I'd be Rock too.
Okay. Well, you're both little, me big, so we should all fit.
Let's get in, guys.
And
Bobby,
Phil,
you can fit too.
Phil jumps in.
I'm there.
Right, the three of you get in and you light the fuse before you go, I suppose.
So we kiss to make it work?
Yeah, that's what Austin tells you.
She gives Austin a kiss.
Boom! And with a sonic boom, two capsules are fired into the big house. And they burst into this side on your map. Into the side of the rock.
Do we want to get Dice Cam up so we can show what Austin has as for a map?
And if you have a little look there, they burst in, Ben, do you want a point? Right in through this wall, and you find yourselves as you emerge from, I have to say, a blistering hot capsule. You find yourselves in a room filled with giant barrels with huge whole cows hung from hooks, mostly rotten and skeletal.
Ooh. What's this mark on your map? The big red arrow.
This is where I think the treasure is.
Sorry, it's where the what is?
The treasure. So I won this map a while ago. And I think the fact that nobody's been up here means that we haven't gotten the most valuable possessions available along the way.
Uh-huh.
So I think if we make our way through the castle to this point marked on my map, we might find something valuable.
Oh, me just remembered we were meant to just get a milkshake and wait for our ship to refuel. So we're just gonna quickly have a little dragon hole. Quick.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why do we do this?
I usually just do whatever is available.
Yeah. Okay. Look, maybe we get some treasure and figure out what's going on.
I think that the voice change that Austin just kind of did is probably quite worrying. So Frieza's just going to do a quick arcana check to see if he can realise if Austin is, I don't know, a demon of sorts?
What does like an arcana check look like?
It's amazing what Ying thinks that it can do.
It's 10 plus 5 is 15.
I will tell you with 15. So you realize that there's ancient old magic holding this castle up.
But I focus the check mostly on the gobbo.
Oh, then I will say that this is a filthy, wretched goblin covered in eye patches and little else.
Hello.
Well, Austin, I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but lead on if you guys are cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, creeping through the hallways, you find yourselves in a castle.
Creep.
A built in giant dimensions, filled indeed with giant statues, all of their clothes mostly rotten off at this point. Some sitting in open courtyards and vestibules, the main center of the tower is in fact a giant open courtyard, and you can see statues of titans sitting on low benches, one walking through grounds now overrun with weeds and brambles. As you make your way towards the gates leading out of this courtyard and past a giant metal statue of a bull.
So all the clothes.
Wait, someone laughed in the audience.
Yeah, what's that?
What the fuck? Is it a trap? You have to tell us.
They can't help you.
By law, you have to tell us if you know it's a trap.
You have had
any monsters. Of you are cops.
You have had one of these for 3 years. You're
but
on your
so
own.
They're so heavy. All right. Are we walking through the courtyard?
So you're gonna, yep.
Creep.
Yeah, creep.
All right, so you guys are making your way through.
I creep with my new gobbo friend. Gonna get some treasure, gonna have that treasure.
Creep with my little friend. We're gonna creep through and we'll be here to the end.
You make your way past the statue, and soon doors lead off, one leading in front towards the X, but also a door leading off to the side. To get past that X, though, however, you will need to pass directly in front of the statue.
Just going to do a quick arcana check. That's a 15 plus 5 is 20.
There is a transmutation effect on the statue. You can tell that something has turned this being to metal.
Right.
Or in some way locked it up.
Locked it up. Friends, let me tell you, this bull, it's locked away, so we are safe to pass.
Great.
Dave, where's the bull?
Right, it's right...
on the map.
So if you go through this... these doorways here into the area. So if you go past and all the way towards the arrow, it's in the center of the archway leading there in there. So you have to cross either to the left or the right of the bull.
Can we fit underneath it?
It would be difficult, but you can awkwardly crawl.
Oh, so it's not like tall enough that we could walk underneath it?
No.
Okay.
May I sit atop the bull?
Yep. So Austin sits atop the bull.
Wee!
Does the bull react at all?
Can someone put 20 cents in the bull and see if it moves?
Not at all.
Nothing happens?
Nothing.
All right, well, I scurry to the left of the bull.
And I to the right.
Oh, both at the same time. Interesting. Yep. All right, both of you.
No.
make for me dexterity saving throws, DC 16.
Yeah, I'm good at this. I'm real good at this.
3 plus 2 is 5.
That's a 12 for you, Eden.
Okay, both of you fail. There are clicks on both sides as both of you stand on trapped tiles. At that moment, the Gorgon begins to move. A giant metal statue of a bull waking up slowly. You still
waking up slowly?
That's not what he said, and what's more, I think you know that.
Now, all of you have seconds to act. However, you are still riding the bull. So, and sometimes when you ride the bull, you have to go where the bull is going. So,
chase the lightning, ride the bull.
All right, so the first one up is Bobby.
So how slowly is it waking up? Is it
very
like...
quickly.
He did ask how slowly, though, so...
It's stamping its feet, it's shaking its head, and very soon it's...
And is it the size of a regular earth ball?
It is a large monstrosity.
Wait, but that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, no.
So how many balls is it? Like, how many burgers could it make?
Oh, it's at least... Oh.
How many...
With its hooves or like...
A little apron.
Oh, I'm terrible at this. I got...
This is your first shift,
this
all right?
This is like...
One every 12
this
hours?
Is like, It's like three bulls.
Okay.
Oh, that's big.
So,
using
my...
In a trench coat trying to sneak into a movie? Sorry. Sorry, I'm done.
Using my halfling nimbleness, I'll run through its space to be at the rear end of the bull.
Okay, so you run past the bull, past the archway, and now you are behind the bull. Great. You can still act if you want.
Does it have a regular... Is it a regular bull? It's got, like, regular bull?
Yeah,
balls?
Like with metal.
Like with a regular butt.
Oh, wait.
It's steam. It sort of steams, and out of its nostrils come a green gas.
Oh.
Can I block its nostrils?
On your turn.
Bobby.
Advisably.
I'll just...
Shoot it in the butt.
Yeah, I'll just... shoot it in the butt.
But is it made of metal?
Yeah, it's made of metal. It's very heavily armored.
There'll be an armor class.
All right, quite quickly. Yeah. Make
Come
attack.
On, Bobby.
Okay, fine. I'll just like...
You're looking it right in the butt.
I'll just like...
This is a sneak attack. It's not. It's just waking
up. It doesn't
up.
Say anything here, but does it have a bum hole?
Well, it's... Yes.
Because if it has nostrils, it has holes. So I'm just saying that maybe he should get bonuses if he hits it in the bum hole.
I get my immovable rod.
Maybe you should like...
Come on, roll the dice.
That's a 20.
Right in the bum hole.
I get the immovable rod, and I... Guys, I've been listening to a lot of All Creatures Great and Small as an audiobook. So I insert the rod into the bull's anus, and up to the button, and then I click the button to hold it in place.
This is not what I signed up for.
What a moment for our classically trained cellist to protest.
Look, Lavoisier, we've got a fucking green room full of cellists just waiting.
Roll the dice. Okay, congratulations. 2, 3. You rolled 2, 1, and 1. All right, you do 7 points of damage. But by clicking the button, suddenly the Gorgon is trapped, I guess, in space. Your immovable rod...
Wait, what? So the bull's instinct is to run backwards into the...
No, I put it in at an angle. So like up. So if it's moving forward, the upward angle of the insertion of the rod will prevent it from moving forward. After all, it's made of metal.
It is still...
Aren't you the science officer, Bester?
Stop it!
If I may...
No, this
sort of... It's immovable. It's immovable.
It is still, however, controlling the space of the courtyard. But you have a moment to flee if you want.
Or you Let's can keep... get out of here.
Yeah, we don't need no bull.
Okay, you guys can run past it if you want.
Come on, Austin. Are you finished your ride yet?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you're on top of the angry bull.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We'll catch you.
Do you want to try and jump?
Yeah, I want to jump.
All right, quickly make a jump check for me. That is just a dexterity.
Do you mind just grabbing
check.
That rod on the way down?
I'll use this one. It's better.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah.
All right. Here I come.
18. Yeah, you jump into Filge's waiting arms, and the five of you race into the.
I get my rod back, right?
No. What?
Why not?
What in that metal bull's bumhole?
I'm going to need another drink.
As we go past. I mean, if you take it, he'll like the he'll.
Can someone get an extra drink for real though? I would have thought with an 18 that I could like slide down its back and yank it out.
No, yeah,
I did request.
I would have thought that was true.
I'm afraid to say it.
I would have thought as a guest and a woman.
Dave, is there somewhere for us to escape to when we run away from the angry bull?
You're running into the treasure room.
Okay, and it has a door on it?
We've discussed this. It's a courtyard. Like, it's an archway. You run through.
Let's look for treasure and then get the rod. We're going to have to deal with this angry
bastard. So you race into what seems to be a room that once contained vast riches. However, it mostly is empty. There are a few tables, again, a Titan size, with huge chests that are locked above reach. But there is also what seems to be a smaller door, almost human-sized, towards the end of the room.
I want to go look at that door.
Inside, at the center of that door, you see a lock.
I want to unlock that door. Let me.
She's got a point.
You just have to knock 3 times on Dave's head and then he'll let you do it. That's how Dungeons & Dragons
works. You don't have a key and it's locked.
Maybe I can be of assistance. I've got some thieves tools here that I could unpick the lock with. Unless you've got something...
I have acid.
Oh yeah, you have a vial of acid.
Can I make an acid on it on the door?
Yeah, you can make an acid on the door. All right, so you destroy.
Thank you.
You use up one of your vials of acid.
Yes.
But you melt down the lock, and it is still holding, but it's much weaker now.
Great.
I think. If this is a job for my foot, and I kick the door down. Did I?
11.
11.
Plus 5.
16.
Plus 6.
16. 16 moderate. All right. Congratulations. With the damage done by the acid, the
door.
The door bursts off its hinges and you enter into a low room with a vaunted arched ceiling. In the center of the room, dominating the space, is a giant titan-sized helmet with a brilliant blue crystal sitting ensconced in the center of its forehead.
Mm. Does it look like the crystal like powers the helmet or is it just decorative?
It looks...
Sorry, I'll do an arcana check, Dave. That's a 17 plus 5 is 22.
It looks magical.
All right. So, guys, don't remove the crystal from the helmet, I suspect.
Oh, now you're being cautious about crystals.
If I'd done a arcana check on the original crystal, maybe I'd...
Heaven forbid we should put our hands on something that's plot heavy.
While you sit talking, you hear a roar of pain and confusion from the next room.
Oh, does it sound
seems that the Gorgon might be getting loose.
Oh. No.
All right, let's be quick and snappy
right,
about this.
I'm going to run up and touch the crystal. All right, I'm going to high-five it in its fucking face.
You run up and... All right, great. So, Austin, you run up and touch the crystal, and the moment that you do, it bonds with you, and suddenly the helmet...
I come.
And...
I see you've heard
you
our podcast
notes
before.
For that. The...
Oh, no, it looks like it says Austin comes.
Does she have to roll for how good a cum it is?
The helmet.
Right. That's a 4. So, like, it kind of just passed me by.
And the helmet shrinks down.
And I go, what the fuck? What friends are going to make fun of me?
And the helmet... The helmet shrinks down until it is slightly larger than goblin-sized.
I want to put it on.
Okay, you're going to grab it and put it on?
Yeah, my pants are full of cum. I need something to make me look good.
All right, Austin, before any of you can act, Austin grabs the helmet and puts it on, and there is suddenly a brilliant iridescent shimmer around her that envelops her, and then she disappears into light.
Bye, I love you.
Did she come?
I You know what? I think I smelt goblin cum. I think it was that sort of acrid. Anyway,
suddenly a red flashing light appears on your crystal braces.
All right, if. Okay, so the way the crystal braces work, my understanding is, whatever we're touching when we press the braces transports with us, because like clothes doing stuff. Uh-huh. So let's all grab the helmet.
The helmet is gone.
Helmet's gone. Is there any more treasure in the room?
No, just the helmet.
What? Oh, did my eye patches come with me? Oh, no.
You can have your eye
patch. I just left a cummy eye patch behind.
We'll always remember you.
Do you want to mark one cum-filled eye patch in your inventory? What?
This isn't meant to be. A new season is meant to be a new beginning.
Is there more treasure, Dave?
The crystal braces blinking.
But right, I want more treasure.
I'm filling up
treasure.
A bag with,
all right, you race out into the next
room. Just a little bit.
You race out into the back room, and there are the treasure chests locked, as I said, huge, titan size.
All right, let's take one, because that's probably all we can carry.
Isn't it, if we're touching them, it'll come with us?
Yeah, I lay across them and press a button.
Oh, hello, adventuring Andrews. Just trying out some new...
Hey, Lodge.
Logan, we found a bunch of treasure chests. Do you reckon
Please,
you want them?
Please, Lodgins.
Lodgins?
Lodgins.
Kenny Lodgins, do you want?
That's what I was reckoning about with the...
Hey, Kenny.
All right, we've been through this. Wasn't any less hurtful the second time. All right, guys, we're all ready to go.
Cool, can you beam us up with these treasure chests?
Sorry, guys, I'm just getting some strange readings here. Did you guys find... Sorry, it's just very strange. The beacon that sort of illuminated from the shard, which really shouldn't happen. Did you find something?
No,
we just drank a milkshake quietly in a pub.
Because it sort of looks like this world has now been enveloped into the cradle, which is not what we wanted necessarily.
Look, as science officer, I don't know what you're talking about.
Suddenly Logan glitches and then shatters. And the image of Logan that you see on your crystal bracer is suddenly replaced with a stern figure in an imperious admiral's greatcoat with an ifriti in billowing robes beside him.
Listen up, you shitheads! I enjoyed your capering and tumbling as much as the next person at that party. But you pierced wild space and you're in what's the word I'm looking for? And he's
contravention?
Thank you, Janice. You are in contravention. Thank you. No, I thank you.
I guess also a third figure appears.
She's just off screen. You're in contravention of so many parts of the Shard Treaty. You have no idea how much I'm going to murder your dicks.
And to put it on top of that, you're thieves, all of you, and murderers, no doubt. What happened to Hyperion Max? Where is he? What have you done with him?
Hyperion Max.
I guess if you kill us, you'll never know. Press the button, press the button, press the button, press the button, press
and
the button, press the button.
And you all materialize.
I run back and get my immovable rod, and then I press the button.
No, you all materialize.
No! I want my rod!
I'm back onto the spaceship as...
Rod. See, that's why you got to get an immovable rod with a flared base so that you don't lose it.
It's immovable, Demi. It says it on the label.
As you find yourselves once more on the Heart of Glass, just in time for a final translocation. For once again, the ship is recharged and wild space beckons as the Primarian fleet and Styre's men arrive in this new land claimed by the 9 known worlds that you have handed to it. But what of your new goblin friend who seemed to be able to transport themselves almost like you? What too of Bobby's role? We haven't really clarified.
I'm a lieutenant.
And Styre, he seems like he's hanging around for the answers to questions such as these. And like, just bear with us. We'll get there. Tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends. Thank you!
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Mitchell Hinge, and Simon Griner. DM'd by Dave Harmon with NPC voices by Ben Jenkins. Shakira Khan... fuck my ass. Shakira Khan designs their website, and this episode featured me, Demi Lardner, accompanied on the Kello? The Kello? You mean one of them big violins?
Oh, my God.
Accompanied on the cello by Ange Lavoisier. Did I say that right?
Yes. Of all the names, you killed Lavoisier.
I'm accompanied right now by Tom Walker. We have a podcast.
Yeah, you remember me. I played a bunch of characters.
Yes, and he wasn't in this episode, but he needs to take every joy I have and insert himself into it.
I'm here too.
What's our podcast called?
It's called BigSoftTitty.png. But if that's too hard to type into iTunes, because it is a very obstructively named podcast, just search Demi Lardner or Tom Walker and it will come up.
It'll come up if you search Tom Walker. All my awards come up if you search my name.
Fuck off. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.